Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
On the lead, Pastor Jabu Songwani, and it's exactly, okay, we are just 50 seconds away from 30 minutes, just after 2 on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is time for our lesson for the day, Business Sciences, Paper 1, and Tisha Sizwe, Meshack Zita is on the line. Sir, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, ma'am. How are you?
We are blessed of the Lord. Welcome. And yeah, I believe our learners are ready. So we're just going to hand over everything to you.
No, thank you, ma'am. Good afternoon, learners at home. I'm Mr. Zita from Ihlanzeni District in Mpumalanga Province. Today we are doing paper one in our topic with business operation, but we'll be focusing on human resources, HR. So where does HR start? HR starts with the recruitment. When the business has a vacant post cannot remain vacant. We need to fill in the vacant post. So the recruitment is the process used by businesses to identify vacancies in the business to attract suitable candidates for it or to fill the vacancy. So the recruitment aims to aid finding candidates who have the necessary knowledge, experience, qualification to fill the vacancy. So business can decide whether to recruit internal or external or depending on the nature or the requirement of the vacancy. So after that, they need to do a recruitment procedure. And normally this recruitment procedure is done by the human resource manager. So the human resource manager must do a job description to identify the recruitment needs. And this manager must also indicate the job specification, the key performance areas to attract suitable candidates for this post or the vacant post. So a job analysis must be done. And job analysis includes job description and job specification. I'll explain the difference between job description and job specification as we move with our listing. So a decision whether recruitment will recruit internally should be made to identify the suitable candidates within the business. And then if the internal recruitment is unsuccessful, the business then must use the external recruitment. And if the external recruitment method is done, then we have to identify, select the appropriate sources that we are going to use, such as recruitment agencies, newspapers, as to inform the candidate who must apply for the post. And in that advertisement, you must include the name of the company, the contact details, the contact person, etc. And we have to place the advertisement in the news appropriate media that will ensure that as many candidates see the updating, the post so that they can apply. So learners need also to differentiate between the job description and job specification. This is job analysis. Job analysis include job description and job specification. Job description describe the duties, responsibilities of the specific job or summary of the nature of the job, the job title. So in other words, job description is what you'll be doing if you are hired for the job. For example, we hire you as a receptionist. That and then your job is to answer the phone, take minutes during meetings. So that is your job description. It's what you'll be doing. So job specification specifies the minimum acceptable personal qualities, skills, qualification, experience, qualification, and so forth. So example can be that secretary or that receptionist that I was making example of. Has a diploma, that we need a diploma in this post. That is an example of job specification. Specification, in other words, means what is needed for you to qualify for the job. Let me repeat. Job description is what you'll be doing. And then job specification, what is needed for you to qualify. So that is the difference between job description and job specification. So the HR department also after doing the recruitment procedure, they must then differentiate between the two methods of recruitment because there are two methods that we can use to recruit. It's internal recruitment and external recruitment. So internal recruitment refers to the use of internal sources to advertise vacancies inside the business, meaning we are recruiting inside the business. We are recruiting existing staff. We want to fill a vacancy by someone who's already working in our business. So which sources are we going to use? When we talk of sources, we are talking about the method that we are going to use to inform those candidates or those applicants that to say we have this vacant post. Prince is internally. We can use internal emails. We can use website to staff. We can use word of mouth, business newsletters, internal management referrals, notice board, internal bulletin. It can be recommendation of current employees. These are sources of internal. Remember, internal recruitment is when we recruit inside the business. The sources that we use to recruit inside the business, that is internal recruitment. So we need also to do the impact of internal and of internal recruitment. When we talk of impact, we are referring to the advantage and disadvantage, the positive and the negative. What are the positive and advantages of recruiting inside the business internally? Cheap and quick to fill the post. Because the person is already here. It's easy, it's cheap, and it's quick. Placement is easy, as management knows the employees' skills, personalities, experience, strength. It provides opportunities for career paths within the business. The employee already has an understanding of how the business operates. Induction training is not always necessary because the person is already here, knows all the corners of the business and how the business is operated. And it reduces the chances of losing employees as future career paths are available. These are the advantages, the positive impact of internal recruitment. Let's look at the disadvantages, the negative impact of recruiting inside the business. The promotion of employees could cause resentment among other employees. The number of applicants from which to choose from is limited to existing staff. And as a result, we might promote certain employees who do not necessarily have the required skills for the job because there's a little number or limited number of candidates to choose from, which is a disadvantage. And it may close the doors to new ideas from outsiders. The business has to spend more money on training, developing existing employees on the new position. Employees who are not promoted, they feel demotivated. That is a disadvantage of internal recruitment inside the business. Let's look at external recruitment. External recruitment refers to the use of external sources to advertise as vacancies outside the business. In other words, it means we are recruiting outside the business. We want to fill a vacancy by somebody who is not here, who is outside the business. So the sources that we can use to recruit outside the business. Remember, I said sources. These are the methods that we can use to inform this applicant or this candidate to say we have this vacant post. Because these people are outside, we can use recruitment agencies. We can use billboards, we can use printed media such as newspaper, we can use electronic media such as radio and TV, we can use social media, social networks, we can use recruitment agencies, we can use headhunting, networking, educational training institution, and so forth. These are the sources of external recruitment. External is when we recruit outside the business. And then we move to the impact of external. That means we are going to look at the positive and the negative. Let's start with the positive. Positive is the same as advantage. A new candidate brings new ideas or talent, experience, skills into the business. There's a large pool of candidates to choose from. There are many people who are going to just imagine we have advertised in a newspaper, let's say Daily Sign, and then many people will see the advertisement, and many people apply across the province or the country from Eastern Cape, Mpumalanga, and other provinces will apply. And then there will be a large pool of candidates who is going to apply. And as a result, there is a better chance of getting the right candidate with the required skills and knowledge. And the another advantage is that it may help the business to meet affirmative action and BBBE targets, minimize unhappiness, conflict among current employees who might have applied for the post, because people they are not jealous of someone they don't know. So that is an advantage, because if we employ someone who's outside, those who might have applied inside, the conflict won't be that much. So it's an advantage. And then the disadvantage of external recruitment is external resources can be expensive. Remember, it's external. We are informing people outside. We are going to use recruitment agencies. We are going to pay them. We are going to use newspapers. We need to pay those advertisements. So that is a disadvantage of external recruitment. The selection process may not be effective. An incompetent candidate may be chosen. Information on CV references may not be reliable. Recruitment processes take too long. it is more expensive. Remember, it's outside. We need to give an applicant time to apply. Let's say a month to apply. You need to do a selection. We only to do placement. And should be, remember, if you have a vacant post, that means the person who was doing the job is no longer there. Now we are using external recruitment. It will take a long time to find that person. It's a disadvantage. It's a disadvantage for the business. A new candidate generally takes too long to adjust to a new work environment. And instead, training may be needed with decreased productivity during the time of training. And many unsuitable candidate applicants can slow down the selection process. Remember, there are many candidates who do not qualify who are going to apply. And as they apply, they are going to delay the selection process because 1,000 people have applied, but 900 do not qualify, only 100 qualify. That means they are wasting time for the business or the HR department to do the selection process because you need to check every CV. Let's go to selection. And now that we have advertised the post, whether we have used internal or external, candidates are going to apply. As they apply, we are going to receive CVs as a company, and then we need to start selecting. What are the selection procedure? We are going to receive documentation, e.g. applicant forms, and sort it according to the criteria of the job. We need to evaluate CVs and create a shortlist, screen the applicant. We need to check information on the CV and contact references. We need to conduct preliminary testing, interviews to identify applicants who are not suitable for the job. We need to assess test candidates who have applied for senior position to ensure that the best candidate is chosen. And then we have to do also screening as part of selection procedure. Here is when we check application documents against the required requirement of the job. Candidates who meet the minimum requirement are separated from others. We do background check, a credit reference check, and applicant who qualify for the job. When you do the reference check, that means, let's say an applicant has applied for the post, and the applicant says, I have a master's degree in business administration. We check with the institution to say, China Institute of Technology, do you know Mr. Sita? Does he have that master's degree in business administration? He says he has worked at this particular company. You check with the company. We are doing a reference check to say, is this correct? Is this true? And then after that, we need to prepare for a short list of suitable candidates after screening. Obviously, after screening is where interview will come in. But before we go any further, what is the purpose of interview? Why must we conduct an interview? Interview is like a date. When you go for a date with someone, why do you do that? So what is it? We want to find more information about the person. So let's come back to business. Why do we conduct an interview? We conduct the purpose of interview. We want to obtain information about the strengths and weaknesses of the candidate. And obviously, it will help the employer in choosing and making informed decision about the most suitable candidate. And we conduct interview because we want to match information provided by the applicant to the job requirement, to create an opportunity where the information about the business and the applicant can be exchanged, to determine the candidate's suitability for the job, and to evaluate the skills and personal characteristics of the applicant. That is the purpose of interview. Why do we conduct an interview? The role of the interviewer before the interview. So learners need to differentiate or understand the difference between an interviewer and the interviewee. It's like the employer and the employee. The interviewer is the employer or the HR department. The business is the employer, the interviewer. The interviewee is the job applicant, the person who comes for the interview. That is the interviewee. Interviewee and interviewer. Interviewer, the employer. Interviewee, the employee, the applicant. I think that one is clear. So what is the role of the interviewer before the interview? Because you can say on Friday, we are having an interview with this five candidate. What is my role as the HR department, as the interviewer, as the employer? The interviewer should develop a core set of questions based on the skills, knowledge, and ability required. We need to check and read the applicant, verify the CVs of every candidate for anything that may need to be explained, book and prepare a venue for the interview. Remember, in big companies, you cannot say, I'm going to have the interview in that boardroom. There are other departments in the business that are going to use that boardroom. So you need to book that venue. Because what if the purchasing manager is having a meeting with suppliers there? You need to book a venue as the interviewer for the interview. set the interview date and ensure that all interviews take place on the same date. If possible, inform all shortlisted candidates about the date and place for the interview, plan the program for the interview, and determine the time that should be allocated to each candidate. Notify all panel members according to the interview, conducting the interview about the date and place for the interview, because as the interviewer, I'm not the only one who's going to be asking questions. We have a panel of interviewers who was going to assist the HR department to ask questions to the interview. So you need to inform them to say, on this day, on this time, on this venue, we're having the interviews. This is the role of the interviewer before the interview. That is before the interview. And then let's go to the role of the interviewer and the interviewee during the interview. During, there's a difference between people two. During the interview, let's start with the interviewer. Remember, I said the interviewer is the employer, the HR department, the business is the interview. What is the role of the interviewer during the interview? The interviewer must allocate the same amount of time to the to the candidate, introduce the members of interviewing panel to each candidate or the interviewee, make the interviewee feel at ease, at it means comfortable. Make the candidate feel comfortable, because an interview is not an easy thing. So some candidates might be scared, and that means that does not mean the candidate is not a potential one. So make that candidate to feel at ease. Explain the purpose of the interview to the panel and the interviewee. Record the interviewee's responses for future reference. Do not mislead the interviewee. Avoid discriminatory questions, like asking a female candidate about family planning, when are you having children? Such a question you can't ask, you must avoid it. And then you must also provide an opportunity for the interviewee to ask questions. These are the roles of the interviewer during the interview. Let's look at the role of the interviewee, the person who's coming for the interviewee. The person who's coming for the interview, the interviewee, during the interview. The interviewee must greet the interviewer by name with a solid handshake and a friendly smile, must listen carefully to the questions before responding, make eye contact and have a good posture, body language, show confidence and have a positive attitude, ask clarity-seeking questions, show respect and treat the interview with due importance. In other words, they are trying to say, you can't answer your cell phone during the interview. You should avoid doing such things as an interviewee. Actually, you should switch off your cell phone to avoid answering a cell phone during the interview. Because if you do that, it will be like you are not showing respect to the interview. So as a role, you must show respect and treat the interview with due importance. And you must be honest about the mistakes and explain how you dealt with. Know your strengths and weaknesses and be prepared to discuss it with the panel members. And we are moving on. Obviously, after the interview, obviously, one candidate will win, and then obviously, it means the candidate is hired. And then before you start working, you need to sign an employment contract. What is the meaning of employment contract? A employment contract is an agreement between the employer and the employee, and is legally binding. So the aspects that should be included in the employment contract, such as the personal details of the employee, details of the business, or e.g. the name of the employer, job title, job description, job specification, date of the employment, commencement of the employment, place where the employee will be spent most of his working time, working hours, remuneration, benefit, leave, like sick leave, maternity annual, adoption leave, employees' deduction, such as the compulsory deduction like pay, UIF, and other deductions, the period of the contract, probation period, signatures of both the employer and the employee, and so forth. These are the aspects that should be included in the employment contract. When you have that employment contract, such aspects should be included. Your name must be there. The name of the employer must be there, job description, and so forth and so on. And then let's go to the legalities of employment contract. Employment contract is an agreement between the employer and employee, and it's legally binding. Employer and employee must agree to any changes to the contract. Aspects of employment contract can be negotiated during the course of employment. Sometimes you start working, we have a contract, but at a later stage you can decide to say, I'm not happy with 1, 2, 3. I'm not happy, like working on Sunday, It's not, I'm not comfortable on working on Sunday. Can we change this? Then you can do that. But it must be in the writing, it must, you must agree. Yeah. No party may literally change aspect of employment contract. We need to agree. The employer and employee must both sign the contract, must be signed, because it's a legal binding document. The employment contract should include a code of conduct and a code of ethics. The employer must explain the terms and condition of the employment contract. It may not contain any requirements that are not that are in conflict with the BCA, Basic Condition of Employment Act. And then the remuneration package, including benefit, must be clearly indicated. It must be indicated in the employment contract when how much are you earning, what are your benefits that you're going to get, maybe housing benefit, car allowance, and so forth. It must be there. Learners at home, we'll end our lesson here. Thank you very much for listening. Till we meet again.
Oh, thank you so much, teacher. I hope Uti they got something and they will write. Gosh, you know, all will go well in their examinations. Thank you, Tisha Zita.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
A blessed one to you, sir.
Bye.
Bye.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcast. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Those are sounds coming from Synergy and the song Shout It Out Loud. It's exactly 5 minutes just before we say hello, Germany, on something else. And yeah, it's time for me to say bye-bye to you. I had a great time today, and I hope that you also did the same. You know, I hope that you got some notes. So, Gloria will be back on Friday to wrap up out the salt, and Pastor Faith Khoza will also be back hopefully next week, as she said yes. So we're hoping that she'll be back and we will continue on the credit score. And we are grateful for our teacher as well, Teacher Sizwe Zita, who gave the lesson for today. And yeah, tomorrow I'm in at 9 o'clock on Just For You up until 11. And tomorrow between 10 and 11, we are talking about submission. We're talking to Pastor Miriam Meshecho on submission. Please call in, ask your questions where submission is concerned. We're going to look into the Word of God, what it says about submission, if we're doing it right, according to His Word. Alrighty then, family, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Know that you are loved by me and by God the most. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.